Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The DH, Terry Francona. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Paul Zuvella. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, John Farrell. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The left fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting fifth. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting sixth. The DH, Joey Meyer. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Adussi. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Birkbeck. And now, play ball. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Franco moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Franco moves to third. Francona moves to second. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Franco scores. Francona moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adussi throws the ball into Sviam, who tags Upshaw trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allenson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Surhoff moves to second. Jim Adussi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adussi strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner takes first base on ball four. Surhoff moves to third. Meyer moves to second. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Surhoff scores. Meyer scores. Gantner moves to second. It's 2-1, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ziavella fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Ziavella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ziavella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviem scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gantner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Francona moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-1 in the game. Leonard hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-1 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Surhoff strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Upshaw strikes out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Yount. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-1 in the game. Allenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jacoby scores. It's Indians, 2, Brewers, 2. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuvella is 0 for 1 in the game. Zuvella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svium fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Adussi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adussi is 0 for 1 in the game. Adussi hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svium scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svium scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo now playing right field. Dale Svium is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Svium is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Svium hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 2 in the game. Leonard hits a line drive into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leonard scores. Yount moves to second. It's 3-2, Brewers. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Castillo reaches second base with a double. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Upshaw strikes out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Castillo scores. Jacoby moves to second. It's Indians, 3, Brewers, 3. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Surhoff for the out. One out. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Mike Felder pinch runs for Joey Meyer. Jim Adussi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adussi is 0-for-2 in the game. Adussi hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Felder moves to second. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sviem hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Castillo. Sviem reaches second base with a double. Felder scores. Gantner moves to third. It's 4-3, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Castillo. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Gantner scores. Sviem scores. It's 6-3, Brewers. Brad Havens now pitching. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Leonard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Leonard reaches second base with a double. Molitor scores. It's 7-3, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yount is walked intentionally. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Krim now pitching. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuvella is 0-for-2 in the game. Zuvella hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Adussi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Surhoff bunts towards the mound. Haven settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ziavella scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Adussi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adussi is 0 for 3 in the game. Adussi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ziavella scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svyum scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Upshaw hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Yount. Upshaw reaches second base with a double. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a line drive into right field. Adussi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Gordon now pitching. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ziavella scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Svyum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Svyum is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Svyum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ziavella scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Molitor hits a line drive into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Allenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Kittle pinch hits for Paul Ziavella. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allenson moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Allenson moves to third. Two outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Svyum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.